Hey everyone, welcome to the Raising Wonder podcast. If you've tuned in, I already believe two things about you. That you care about raising children who see themselves and the world around them as wonders to behold. And that we have something good for you in today's episode. Wonder what it might be? I'm Nicole Gillette and I'm the founder of Wonder Learning Community in Meadville, Pennsylvania. I'm an educator, business owner, and most importantly, wife and mother. And I'm truly grateful to share this space with you. As I picture you now, I imagine you might be listening with a baby on your hip, or while children are nearby playing, or perhaps you're sharing some of your precious alone time with us. You're in good company, and we're honored you're here. Raising kids is hard, but raising wonder makes it beautiful too. And guess what? Wonder is multiplied in community. We're in this together. Let's meet today's guest. Hello, hello. We are here with Beth Ivanek from Hello Sunshine. I had to start with hello, hello. Do people do that to you all
yes,
the time?
Yes, all the time. Or show me pictures of stuff that's Hello Sunshine, but I love it.
Yeah, it's a good name to be able to incorporate a lot of fun stuff, even like pop culture stuff.
Yeah, it's everywhere, so it's cool. As long as they remember me when they see it, that's perfect.
Yeah. Well, so like I said, we're here with Beth Ivanek from Hello Sunshine. She's the owner of this awesome children's boutique in Meadville, Pennsylvania. So right around the corner from Wonder. So extra special to me to be able to talk with you, not only for that reason, but you're one of my very best friends and an inspiration to me as I'm learning this whole business world. And I'm honored to be able to talk with you today.
Cool. And I am too.
Yeah. I wanted to ask you, since we're actually recording in your shop, just to start out with a fun little question. When you're looking around here, do you have a favorite item?
Oh my gosh. Yeah, the puppets, the finger puppets.
Oh yeah?
And the puppets, they're my favorite. Yeah, absolutely love them. It's my favorite thing to carry. It's my favorite thing to shop for. And I have way too many stuffed animals, but the puppets, I just love what puppets do for kids.
I don't think we even have any of those.
I just think it's fun because you can incorporate them in a story. Kids actually start talking more and using more sentences because they're doing their self-play with them.
Yeah.
I just think it's so fun. Imagination, but it's an imagination starter. Like, you don't have to just come up with something in a piece of paper. You have this puppet. And yeah. My middle child, my daughter, she loved puppets. And I think it was because it gave her, like, a freedom.
Yeah.
To just, like, write her own story kind of thing. But, yeah, I love puppets.
That's really fun.
But yeah, I don't like those like creepy ones with the glass eyes. Like those things, they terrify me. But regular old puppets, I love.
That's so funny. I know, I'm thinking, I don't think we have any types of puppets at our house. And we have like so many toys, but that's something we don't have. And so my daughter, she is always, as you know, carrying around something like a stuffed animal or usually a stuffed animal. And I'm wondering if she would like that because
let her come in and play with them first and see if she likes them. Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll definitely be talking about Hello Sunshine and all of the awesome stuff here because I know a lot of people who listen to this are local. And so just if you've never been in this shop before, you have to come by. We're going to talk about some things that are here and some of the heart and story behind this shop as well. But even if you're not local and you're listening, it's just, like I said before, an inspiration to kind of see the types of things that are happening here and that could be incorporated and replicated in other areas
too. Oh, yeah,
too.
For sure.
So yeah, today we are talking about moms and how moms are superheroes and how moms face so many things regarding like how and what they're going to be doing with their lives. And I just thought you were such a great person to talk to about this. It's something I have personally struggled with, mulled over for years and years. And I also hear a lot of other moms asking this question of like, should I work at home? Should I work outside of the home? Can I do both? What's right for me? What's right for just, you know, it's like there's all of these questions that can come along with that. And I just know you're such a good person to talk to about this because you have knowledge of in all those aspects and also just like the wisdom around it and the grace around it too. Because I think we can
that
be
took
hard.
A long time though. Yeah.
We can be hard on ourselves as moms.
Yeah, and other moms can be really hard on other moms.
Yes.
Without knowing, I think sometimes. Just I think when you're not transparent, you're being hard on another mom.
Yes.
And it's not, you know, purposeful. It's just moms need to know real journeys, not pretend ones. And they don't help you any either. So and it took a long time for me to realize that. I was a pretend mom for a while and it was just exhausting, and it didn't help anyone around me, especially my children. So
yeah. Oh, that's really important, like thinking of how what messages we're sending to our mm-hmm. own kids too, and like how we can model that for them as they start to get older and like plan out their lives. So if it's okay with you, I want to just start with a really quick story.
Sure. Yeah, go for it.
What like my personal heart has been wanting to talk about this. So I remember when I first became a teacher, I had all these ideas of like what I'd be like as a mom. And then, you know, years went by. I taught for about eight years before I became a mom. And so I had years of like thinking through of like, oh, you know, I'm a teacher. I know this about kids, or like I've been around families and other parents and stuff. And it's just like so funny how then when you actually become that role, how you're like, oh wow. Okay. So this is why the people I've seen made these choices. That makes sense to me now and all that. And so right after I had my son, Nico, he was my firstborn. He's like four now, so I guess it was a few years ago, obviously, the story, but I was still teaching at the time, and I had just had him, and I had just returned back to work, and that was, like, a really hard decision, because I went back and forth of, like, am I going to stay home with him, or am I going to go back to work, and I think we'll get into that, but there's a plethora of reasons why people decide what they're going to do what works best for them, and I think every family, every mom is different, every dad's different with all of those things, but for us, we felt it was best for me to go back, and it was a really hard day, and I was missing him. It's just like I think I went back when he was like 8 or 9 weeks old.
Yeah.
And I was like emotional at the end of a day, and one of my students, his mom came in, and she could tell I was upset, and I didn't even know her that well at that point. I've since gotten to know her a lot more. She's like such a beautiful person. But I think she could tell I was a little upset, and I kind of just opened up to her. I'm like, I don't know. I just feel like emotional. Like I just had my son and I'm not with him right now. And she like came alongside me. Like she was someone who had known me for my whole life. And she talked about how she had some time at home with her kids. And then she also had some time where she was working at the time of having kids too. And how she understood the hardships of like both sides of it. And it just, I don't know. I'll never forget that. Like, and it just reminded me the power of that a mom has.
Yeah.
Like even a mom you don't even know. It's right. Like something about you being a mom. You just have this touch.
I was going to say it's an almost instant friendship. And or an understanding. It doesn't even have to be a friendship. It could be a moment of someone getting you, and and there's just peace in that. Like, okay, I can just feel this feels now and not bury them or, you know, switch them on to power fake mom, you know, bougie mom. I'm just, this is where I'm at, and you see it and you've been there, and oh, you look to have survived it well. So, okay, there's hope there.
Yeah.
And yeah. And that happens here a lot. Yeah. Like those are my favorite moments. But
I think, for sure.
Yeah. And they're not looking for them. It's just everyone's day is hard.
Yeah.
Everyone's on some kind of journey, or everyone's day was really good that day and they want to share that. I mean, that's just as powerful sometimes.
Oh,
those moments. Yeah.
Yeah. So I just want to just start with that story just to show you a little bit where I'm coming from. And also just to say with like, while this conversation might talk a lot about moms who work outside of the home, just acknowledging that moms everywhere are superheroes.
Yes.
And the work that they're doing is hard and important and beneficial in more ways than I think we'll even ever see like in our lifetime. It's like a generational type impact
for
of
sure.
work. But yeah, just acknowledging that like whether a mom is choosing to work in the home or outside the home or a combination of some kind of both, just honoring all of those choices.
Absolutely.
So I wanted to ask you, so when you were walking through this journey of starting Hello Sunshine, if I'm remembering correctly, that wasn't the first time that you were work. Well, actually, let me ask first. So you're a mom. Tell us about
your kids. I am a mom. And sometimes I forget like. One or two of them, but.
Even just saying like if you have three, like, or how much detail you want to
get.
Yeah,
no, that's fine. I have three kids. My first two were from a previous marriage, so they're 11 and 14 years older than my last one. I have a son who's 27 going on 28, and him and his wife have two little girls, so I'm also grandma to a 3.5-year-old and a little over 1-year-old. And then my middle child is my only daughter, and she was the one that kind of broke me into reality. I think that first child sometimes is that one that thinks kind of gives you that base that you can do anything, and you know, and this isn't too bad, and oh my gosh, look, I'm doing everything so well. And then she's the one that broke me into reality, and I am never more grateful. Like I, for her, she challenged me. She is tough. She's strong. And yet when she's weak, she's very weak like I am. And I think that that's just given us a really good bond as she's gotten older, yeah. To understand one another. But yeah, she is 23 and just got married. I'm sorry. Yeah, she's 23. She'll be 24 next month. She's a millennial baby, so it's easy to remember her birthday. and then I have a 13-year-old. Mm-hmm. So my baby became a teenager in June, and that was a little harder than I thought it was going to be. Yeah. It was kind of hard starting over, but I started over in a new capacity where I had teenagers to help, and I had a very different, spiritually and emotionally different husband,
yeah.
That was more present and not even so much for raising Lucas, but for me. Like, he was very aware of what was going on with me, so that was very helpful. I never felt alone or stressing in that. And I had also grown into a person that realized that some things just don't matter. And so, yeah, I was a late baby myself compared to my sisters, and they always tease like, oh, you had the better parents, blah, blah, blah. And I'm sure the older two think that Lucas got the better parents too. I think we're just calmer and more tired, and we just don't maybe not care as much, but, and I think we're more vulnerable to live life in front of our kids now than I was before. And that was a huge disservice to both of the older ones, like pretending I had it all together and walking that way out. And that's just so a disservice to your children. And I've seen that like wreck kids when they get older, because it's not the picture that they saw at home that was so great or so bad. It was, you know, they really have to retrain their brain, I think, for some of that. And I think it's important to be broken, to be sorry, to be regretful in front of your kids. Mm-hmm. And the older two got to see that as I was going through my divorce. But Lucas gets to see it just in everyday life, which is very cool. I think it opens the door to more conversations. I really feel like him and I have more conversations at this age than the older two did that I have with him now. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think that's just been really wonderful. But I love all three of my children, but I adore my granddaughters. I love being a grandma way more than I did being a mom. Mm. I never really liked being a mom. I loved my kids, but I didn't like me as a mom. Yeah. It never felt like it fit right.
Yeah.
And that was a big struggle for me. So when you say that moms have superheroes. I think that moms have superpowers. They just haven't found where that superpower works sometimes.
Yeah.
So I feel like when a mom comes in and she looks like, this is not what I love to do, but I'm trying to love my baby, like I can almost see it in her eyes because I was that mom.
Yeah.
Or when the mom comes in and she's exhausted and like trying really hard not to yell, I can see. Mm-hmm. Like my superpowers might work on that mom because we have something in common.
Yeah.
And like you said, that mom just came around you and you didn't know each other, but you knew each other. Like,
I
feel like as moms, we have those superpowers. When we know what someone's going through, mm-hmm. then we get to be that superhero. And all of us have it in us. It just requires us to be, again, vulnerable and open and willing to tell your story, because your story has so much importance, especially with moms. I remember moms that truly touched me in that way, and I don't even remember their name or their face. I just remember the moment that I felt that release of all of that mom guilt or frustration and all of that go away. So yeah, I know you asked me about my kids and I went on to something else. Sorry.
No.
But yes, three great kids. I love them. But
so I was talking about so many good pieces of wisdom right there in that answer. Oh yeah. Like pretending that things are all good and put together, whether in motherhood or like any situation in life, it never serves anybody.
No.
It's just like exhausting.
It is. It really is.
It doesn't allow you to really deeply connect with those around you either.
No. And it doesn't allow you to get to know yourself either because you're pretending to be something. And then that makes it harder when you get older and you're like, oh, wait, who am I now? Because I'm not, you know, I put so much into being so-and-so's mom that now I don't know, you know, what I'm supposed to do. And I don't feel those feelings. So I guess that's good. I still don't want to know what I want to do when I grow up, but I'm on a pretty good track right now. So I'm happy with this one.
I think that's like so good to be able to show that to your kids too. Of like you're the things you are passionate about and like even your identity, it's like there are some things about your identity that are like fixed and true for like ever, like from childhood all the way through. But like, I think it also can change. Like you take on different things throughout your life, and letting kids know that that's okay. And not only okay, it's actually beautiful. It's like fun to live life that way. And I think sometimes I know I can feel as a mom, I have to appear like I have it all together and I have all the answers. But I really try not to. I think I'm a pretty open book with that, where like I don't like to hide if I'm struggling.
Yeah, I think that about you too. I think you're very good at that, and that is freeing for a lot of people, and not just moms. You know, and we do say so much about moms, but dad have the ability to have the same superpower and and do that.
Dads can, you mentioned your husband too, and like just fathers, that's like a whole thing I would maybe like to touch on in a moment too, because that's a big piece of it for a lot of people. It's so helpful. And then even thinking of just like community, it's a wider lens too for people who are not and don't have a spouse or don't have someone that's supporting them in that way too, like ways that we can as a community help each other too. I'd like to touch on that as well. But you mentioned too about like moms coming in and feeling, you could just see that they feel frustrated or overwhelmed, and moms know that they can feel like that and appear like, I know those moments.
Yeah.
I probably had one
and
yesterday.
I've seen them in your eyes when I've seen you sometimes. So
I heard recently something that was really helpful, that your kids are not your report card. And that just was very freeing to me, because I feel that sometimes, like when I'm out in public, especially, but even in the privacy of my home too, just in my own mind, like thinking, oh, you should look this way, you should be handling this better. But especially in public, of like, you can't control anybody, including your kids, nor should you, but you should be supporting them and guiding them to make good choices and helping them along the way. But I mean, like, kids are not robots either, where it's like, and you don't want, again, want them to be.
It'd be nice sometimes if you could, like, clap on and clap off, like, their voices or something, or, you know, not touching things. And I have a lot of parents that stress, like, oh, I don't even bring them in here. Bring them in. If they make a mess, they make a mess. There's nothing, I mean, there's nothing in here over $30. So honestly, if they break something, it's not a huge deal. I feel bad for that. I was a single mom at one time, and that's why my prices are important to me, because I don't want anyone feeling like they can't come in and get something for a dollar for their kid and make their day. But I remember that loneliness of feeling like everyone's looking at me. No, I don't have it together. You know, that was just so traumatic of a time. But I see it now as like, someone just shaving off the layers of fakeness that was before that. It was just another step where I was being refined into, because, and I had no choice. So it's not like I was like, oh, please refine me, you know? It was definitely my corners just being sanded off in that area. And I'm very grateful for it. Then I wasn't. And I remember crying that to my mother, like, why is this happening to me? But now when someone walks in the store that I can see, you know, single mom, I'm tired, you know, I can't, I mean, my kids got Salvation Army Christmases, you know, and things like that. So when I see that look on their face, I'm like, well, come on in and grab a sticker. They're free, you know, or something like that, because that's a whole other ball and chain to be carrying around like that. Like, I'm doing it on my own. I'm fighting so many battles. I'm literally a warrior for my children alone. So yeah, that's tough, even if you're a single dad or a single mom. I'm not just, you know, saying that. So being able to be present for those in the community that are by themselves is huge.
And it's so important.
I have a friend that is amazing that would go into single mom's homes and just play with the kids and watch them while mom took a shower or cleaned or did something.
That's amazing.
And that was, you know, a half an hour of her day just taking cookies or playing in the street with a whole bunch of kids. And I just thought she is a superhero. But it wouldn't be hard really for any of us to do that in a neighborhood setting and just be like, go take a shower, or, you know, like that, you know, the student's mom just taking 10 minutes of her day and listening. It's huge.
So true. Here I am talking about it years later. It's a couple minutes of her day.
Exactly.
It just speaks to how, like, that is so powerful to just connect with someone like that. It just, it's let someone see, like, I see you.
Yes.
You're okay. And I'm here if you need anything.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you're so good about that with this shop too. Like, I always feel so comfortable being in here with my kids.
Yeah.
And I know it's not just because I know you too. Like, yeah, even if I didn't good. Know you.
I'm glad.
And it's so telling too that I even mentioned to my kids today that I was going to come here. Mm-hmm. And they were like, oh, I want to go. And it's like, I know it's like not just, it's the stuff that's in here too, because everything in here is amazing and they love all these things. But it's also like, we've been here many times without getting something.
Oh
too.
Yeah.
And they
yeah.
just like, they just want to be in here
because oh, yeah,
they feel sure. welcome. They don't, it's not like fussy feeling, you
no,
know, where,
and
there's not a lot of spaces that feel like that for kids.
No.
Because I know that anxiety of like, I have
been, I know. Oh, like, please don't put that off the shelf.
Let me rush.
Don't touch that.
And
yeah.
not, let me go in the store real quick before I'm picking them up because I don't want to go in the store with them.
Yeah. And it's not even because you don't want to buy. Yeah, it's not yeah. because you don't want to buy anything, really. It's just because, oh, it makes everything 10 times longer, harder, and you're arguing the whole time.
Yeah.
And no one likes to feel like they're arguing with their child in public.
Right,
and
right.
Yes.
No, this is such a great environment. And you have, it's just like bright and sunny, and there's so many cute, fun, pretty things to look at. And then you also, like right now where we're sitting, it's this space that has books that kids can just read, and you
and
have
take
activities.
With them.
Oh yeah, I know you do. I know you give books even.
Yeah, I wish kids would take more books, and parents are like, "Oh, no, books. It's like stuffed animals." But no, please, if you like that book, take it with you. Read it in the car, and then give it to someone else. There's libraries all over town to drop them in.
Yeah.
But yeah,
and coloring and stickers. You have like things like blocks out to play with. Like, so, it's just such a welcoming environment for parents and family members and the kids themselves too, which is just yeah. so important to me, and it's appreciated.
Yeah,
so
I was a mom with postpartum, mm-hmm. so that my Olivia, she introduced me to postpartum as a baby, mm-hmm. and that was really, really hard. So that's something I always try to keep an eye for, because I don't think we watch out enough for that. I think we're getting yeah. better. I shouldn't say that. I think that everyone is understanding postpartum a lot better. Maybe that has to do with movie stars admitting they have it and stuff like that, like people mm-hmm. that you can see out and thing. But that racked me, and I have one moment. And like I said earlier, I don't remember her name. I don't even remember what she looks like, but I remember the room I was standing in when I went to MOPS for the first time or second time. And I said, I think there's something wrong with her, or there's something wrong with me. I don't want her. Like, yeah. I just don't want her anymore. I want to give her back. I see why people shake their babies. Mm. I have like horrible visions of just sitting there while she's crying in my arms, of just throwing her and like she'll stop crying. And I see why people struggle so hard. Their mind takes over, and all those hormones, and it can be explained by your doctor. But until someone says to you, oh my goodness, I felt the same way, like I would put her in her car seat and strap her down, and I would just stand outside the car because I couldn't take it anymore. Yeah. I knew she was safe. I knew she was fed and dry and all the things. And I had doctors tell me that over and over again, but it didn't matter when they said it to me. But when another mom didn't judge me and just said, I totally get that. It is so hard. What can I do right now? How about I just take her for a little bit and you go sit in your car and chill? Yeah. Like, I missed the whole MOPS meeting, but they took my kid. And that meant everything to me. Mm-hmm. Just her saying, I totally get that. I mean, she could have looked at me and said, oh my gosh, this is not the place for you. Like, we yeah. love our children and have story times at 5, 6, and 3. And, yeah. you know, we make sure everyone's clean and dressed. And, but it wasn't. It was just immediate understanding in her eyes.
Yeah.
And that was one of the main important things I wanted to have here for everyone that walked in. I wanted my eyes to have understanding.
Yeah.
And now I have grandmas that are raising children that come in, and I don't understand that, but man, do I value that? And
oh, yeah.
I know that they need to hear it's valued and appreciated. And so whatever comes in, I'm like constantly purchased.
Yeah.
Give me the eyes to see whatever's coming in, so that they can be loved in some way.
Yeah.
That's really the goal of Hello Sunshine. Because I tell people this, and my husband hates when I say this, but I don't really like kids. I love moms. So,
yeah.
And now I really love grandmas. So, yeah, I mean, I don't like not love children, but some kids I just really don't like to be around. And that was years of pre-K. Like, that pushed yeah. me out. Like, I'm done. Yeah.
That's so funny.
I hit my fill with that. But yeah, I want to have
about
that.
You, though. You're honest. And you know what? That's the truth. Like, that's why you can do what you do so well, because we all have different gifts and we all have different things that we are passionate about, or that we feel like we just naturally lend ourselves, like, our skills to more. And I know it could maybe be surprising with, like, having a children's boutique, but, like, but parents are just as much a part of that. And that's, like, your heart is really for all of them, but, like, especially for the parents.
And I get to buy cute things, and the baby stuff's adorable, and I love to hear people, the whole time they're in the store, and so there's so much more fulfillment for me than I think I ever give out, but I want to continue to give out as long as I can.
Oh, I think the feeling is mutual from anyone I've ever seen in here or seen talking about this shop. It feels like that to them.
And I'm glad my kid gets to see it, like, when he's here. And he enjoys making the smiles for kids and, you know, different things. And do we always feel like doing this? No. Like, there are many times I just want to stay in bed. But when you come in and someone, you know, kids come in that are just tired and cranky, and mom and dad just look like, oh my goodness, I can't take one more second. And my youngest Lucas will come over and be like, come on guys, grab a sticker or whatever. So, and you just see the, he doesn't love it either, but he knows it's necessary, and that builds into him something. Mm-hmm. So I will take that hand over fist when he's at the register and, you know, ringing stuff out, and he'll be like, can I give them a discount? Yeah. Like, yes, give them a discount, bud. You know, that sounds great. Or I just love to see, and my children have all experienced me in business in different stages. My older two got me put together for Mother's Day and got me my serger for my other business and sewing, because I do a lot of sewing and kids things and eco things. And they knew the value of my business to me. And that is the best gift I've ever received from them, because it makes you know that your kids see what you strive for and what's important to you. And it's not just them, but you are a person. And I think living your life transparently in front of your children do so many things, but that is definitely one of them that's great. Because kids need to learn that their lives really aren't all about them.
Yeah.
And that mom and dad are real people, and which means they get to be real people at one time too, of their own identity and what that wants to look like and what kind of person you want to be. So I know, I think all of that's very valuable, and I'm glad that being in business in different stages of my life has also impacted my children.
Mm, yeah.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask you something about balance, but I don't even like that word, because it implies
equal,
you know, but for lack of a better word, like, how do you balance, or like, I guess just like hold both things in the ways that they need to be held.
I do it really, really bad.
My perception is poorly. You do it so well.
Yeah.
Because, like, even what you just said of, like, your son being in the store with you sometimes, that's, like, so cool, because he gets to see things that he might not otherwise. But he's also, like, he's not always in here. And I think
sometimes he's sitting playing video games the whole time he's in here and ignoring every request to empty the garbage. Yeah. But
and, like, you're at work sometimes, but I also know you do take time for, like, being at home and resting.
I wanted to know
if you had any advice about that, because I perceive that you do that really well.
I didn't start doing it pretty well until my body started giving up on me, and I have lupus. So when my body started to really hurt, I had known before, actually, not that divorces are great, but it really did show me that I cannot do anything on my own anymore. I was very that personality, like, I'll get it done, I'll do it, I'll do it 10 times better and 10 times faster, and everyone's going to praise me, and, you know, looking for that constant praise, which I totally understand, we all need it, but we need it in a little healthier ways than I was getting it, for sure. So my body not working as great made me rely on other people, because I had no choice. Not a favorite moment in my life, but definitely one that built into me. I also see throughout my life the people that were put into my life for certain moments and for times. Not everyone's lasted the whole thing. Some are very short, but when I needed them, they were also fulfilled in that moment. Mm-hmm. And they, you know, I see that not because of anything I've done, but all because of God. Mm-hmm. But that's been really great too. But if I didn't have the tribe I have now, you included, and just so many others that I can say, hey, I need this day off. I can close the store, or would you be interested? I love that my friends, all of you, also get excited to impact the moms that walk in the door, or the grandmas, or the dads, or whatever, and the kids. I love that. I love to hear the stories that have happened when you're here. This isn't just for me. And knowing that this isn't just for me has freed up so much in my life.
Yeah.
Like, this is for my husband. This is for my son. This is for, you know, my granddaughters. This is for you know, my girl tribe that you're a part of, and I know you've experienced great things here too, and definitely. I want that. So it releases me to say I have to do it all because so many great things happen when I'm not here. And I'm only able to do so much and then I can't, and that's okay. And I have the best customers in the world. I've never had one angry person walk in this door, or if they were, they didn't last very long. It's just, it's a great atmosphere to be at. But as far as balance, I didn't do it well, and it ended up affecting my family with our oldest son. And I have never regretted more in my life of my work balance being off. Your kids definitely need you more than they express. And when they weren't expressing it, I assumed they didn't need it. And it was very detrimental to, but I know there's a purpose and a plan in that. So I'm not discounting it. I'm just saying that including my kids in as much of work time as I can has always been great. They have memories, probably not great ones, that they would like when my kids had to wear the Clifford costumes for book fairs and stuff and stand on the street corner and sweat to death. But they have memories of that, and those are good memories. And I want Lucas to have good memories, but my daughter now wants to start her own business, and she wants so oh my gosh, I've actually impacted them in a way, which is in a way that I love and appreciate. It wasn't, I'm not going to impact them, and I want to be a mom like my mom, maybe. Because that was not where my gifts and talents were. But if I'm impacting them in work, having a good work ethic and, you know, working hard to, you know, push for this and loving others well, that's way better than saying, oh, I want to be a mom like my mom. No, I want them to be a mom or a dad like whoever they need to be, and not like me. I definitely, I wouldn't say I failed, but I didn't excel. but I also didn't love every moment of it. And there are people that do, and they are my heroes. I think the balance, you have to have a tribe. There is no such thing as balance. Like you said, I don't like that word either. You just have to have a really good team. I think that's valuable for all of it. Being a mom, being at work, being a working mom, being a stay-at-home mom, you need that tribe. You cannot do anything in solitarity. I don't know how people even try anymore.
I don't either. I was just thinking that same thing, because I did have a period of between having Nico, I only worked for like a couple months, and then that's when the pandemic took us to virtual school, and then I wound up leaving teaching at that time. We were also in the time of transitioning of moving from South Carolina to here, and so I had a couple years, and then I also had my daughter probably close to almost 3 years where I was a stay-at-home mom, so I had that experience too, and it was very different than being, I mean, well, I had only worked for like a couple months, but I'm seeing it a little bit again now, like kind of being a working mom, working outside of the home, because you work in the hometown.
Yes, you do.
Make sure I like phrase it that way, because it is so true. So I've seen both sides of it, and they are both beautiful, and they're both hard, and they both need community.
Yeah.
And people.
Absolutely.
sure. So what is something that you have just, if you could like sum it up in one lesson?
You know I like to talk. What so.
Oh, no, because I know it's hard, because there's probably, you've seen so many things. What's something you've learned about moms or motherhood since opening Hello Sunshine? Whether in yourself or like maybe seeing it in other people that you get to meet.
I think definitely something that has like blindsided me is, I don't know how to say this, but there are so many different types of moms that are killing it, like killing it, whether that be a grandmother raising children. I have a customer that comes, she raises her granddaughter. And just to see, she's like my age, I don't know how she does it. And watching moms with little to no means whatsoever raise great kids, to moms that are also fellow business people that are just doing it. And that it all comes down to the same thing through all of it. They just want to be seen. And it's not like, look at me, I'm doing such a good job. Not like that. But just acknowledge that what they're doing is hard. What they're doing is so important. And they're doing a great job.
Yeah.
Even when the day has been horrible and they've yelled twice and they've threatened like no devices for the rest of their life, or we just lost the library trip, you know, and you're feeling like mom guilt and crappy and all those emotions. It never ceases to amaze me that just one smile or one acknowledgement that you got this, you're doing it, it's great. It's just a crappy 10 minutes. It could be a great rest of the day. Yeah. I wish someone had come alongside and said that. And if they did, I apologize that I didn't hear it or wasn't able to. But I've noticed over and over again, no matter what they're doing, it's just the engagement of, you got this. Yeah. You're doing great. Here, take some free stickers, you know, or whatever it looks like.
So that's what, like, moms just want to hear.
They just want to be seen and hear. I think everyone wants that.
I see you. You've got this. Yes. You're doing it.
And from another mom.
Yeah.
It's totally different. Like, if your husband's like, you're doing a great job, you're like, okay, yeah, whatever. But another mom who, like, oh, I just had this fight yesterday. Totally get it. I remember when Katie was working here the one time and she told me a story. She's like, I had just experienced that the week before. And I'm like, why am I going through this? And then the woman walks in the door with the same story. And I was like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I can relate to you. That still gives me goosebumps. And that is why I'm so glad I'm here. Mm-hmm. Like, emotional. It's just so good, those moments. So I think anyone, it doesn't matter who you are, you could be in the grocery store line, just a smile and be like, it's okay, been there, got it, you're doing great.
Yeah,
that's it. From another fellow mom or woman.
For sure. Well, there you go. So if you don't need any of the cute, amazing things in here, which I think you do, but if you don't even need that, you can come here and get a look of, like, I see you.
And you might be the one giving it to me that day, but just be prepared for that. You're having a really good day. You might want to come in and check on me.
So for those who are not familiar with where this is located, it's on Market Street in Meadville, Pennsylvania. It's amazing. You'll see it. Even this weather has been so great with summertime and everything. Mm-hmm. You often have, like, chalk and balloons and bubbles outside, so you can't miss it. Definitely come check out Hello Sunshine. It's the place to be if you are a mom or a dad, of course, or a grandma, or anybody.
And you can shop online if you just want cute stuff. You can also go online, but
that too.
But I love to see your faces.
Yeah. What about people who are online? Like, where can they follow you or see what you're doing?
On Facebook, it's Hello Sunshine Boutique PA, and the website is hello-sunshine, I think it's -Meadville, at Square site. But
awesome. Just, we'll link those too.
Yeah, that'd be great this. Because I don't remember stuff like that. Yeah. I am not, that is probably the least thing I am, is anything to do with social media.
Oh, I think you do great. But we'll link it even just for ease. But so you have social media.
Yeah, I do have social media. Yep.
Website and all of that. And of course the in-person location, but yeah. You're the best, Beth.
Oh,
I love
you. Thank you for doing
this talk with me.
I do anything for you, Nicole.
Bye.
Bye.